Now, when you read down through that chapter, which I'm not going to do today, but you'll come in verse 26 to the seventh gate, and we're told, moreover, the Nethinims dwelt in Ophel under the place over against the water gate toward the east and toward the tower that lieth out. Now, the water gate is where the water was brought into the city. They were able to get some of it in by aqueduct, but not all of it. And it was brought in through the water gate. Now, what does the water gate speak to us of? Well, the water gate, I think, speaks of the Word of God. It was here that Ezra put up a pulpit. And we'll see that when we get a little farther along in this book. He put up a pulpit at the water gate and read from the Word of God. The very gate he put it up was symbolic. And it wasn't an accident. And the New Testament, I think, makes it very clear when it speaks of the washing of water by the Word. The Lord Jesus said to his own in the upper room, now you're clean through the Word which I've spoken unto them. John 15:3, and then John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So that the water gate is the Word of God. And that's the gate we're trying to go through to get the Word of God out. And we need some water boys. We need some to help us get the water out today. The Lord Jesus, you remember, said something about that you're clean through the Word which I've spoken unto you. And that the Word of God is a cleansing agency. And the psalmist asked the question, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How's he going to get clean? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Now, the startling thing about that water gate was this. It was not repaired. Apparently, when the other gates and walls were torn down, why, this gate remained intact. And that's unusual. It did not need any repairs at all. Does that tell you anything? Well, the Word of God, friends, doesn't need any repairs made on it. There's so many people today that always want to try to prove the Bible is the Word of God. And of course, there are those trying to prove the Bible is not the Word of God. When I began in the ministry, my ministry was that type. It was an apologetic ministry trying to prove the Bible's the Word of God. But actually, I learned that you don't need to prove it. You just give it out, and the Spirit of God takes care of it. And I've already come to the conclusion, and a definite, dogmatic conclusion, that it is the Word of God. I don't think it is. I know it is. And I know what it'll do for you today. I've discovered that also. And therefore, it doesn't need my weak support. It'll take care of itself. It's like the late Dr. Bob Schuller here in downtown Los Angeles. When I first went down there as pastor, he was still pastor of the Trinity Methodist Church. And Dr. Schuller said to me one day, he says, you know, you don't need to defend the Word of God. It'll take care of itself. It says it's like having a lion in your backyard in a cage. Now, he says, you don't need to get guards to protect the lion from the pussycats in the neighborhood. Said, you just open the door, and the lion will take care of himself. And he'll also take care of the pussycats, too. And the Word of God's like that today. It needs to be given out. It doesn't need any repair, not my weak repair. And all that the Lord asks me to do is to give it out. And we're attempting to give out the Word of God on that basis.